Voids humming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this lovely silsila, The Ideal Muslim, where we touching various topics, diverse topics on how to become that ideal Muslim that Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to become, that the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants us to become as well. Before we go any further, please make good intentions. As you know, the famous hadith by now, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. Make these good, sincere and firm intentions, inshallah ta'ala. For each intention, Allah Azza wa Jal will give a reward for that. Any other good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum rewards from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I do hope you have a pen and paper ready. Take down some notes as well, because ink, as they say, is the best memory. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. How many countless of benefits and blessings of reciting salawat, durood-e paak, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to this beautiful narration as recorded in the famous book, At-Targhib wa-Tarhib, wherein the holiest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, when a true believer recites durood or salat upon me one time, just one time, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with 10 virtues, 10 rewards, forgives 10 of that person's sins, and raises that person's status by 10 times. What immense rewards just for reciting Durood-e Paak one time. So don't delay. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As much as you can. In fact, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Dam Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us on a daily basis, make this your habit, that every day try to recite a minimum of 313 times salawat or durood-e paak. We will see the benefits, inshallah, azza wa jal. On this silsila, the ideal Muslim, our topic for today is me and my merciful Allah azza wa jal. What should be and how should be my relationship with my creator? Allah azza wa jal is al-khaliq. He is the creator. We are makhluq. We are the creation. Human beings are the best of creation compared to the animals, the plants, the trees, the sky, the moon, etc. And the believers, the Muslims in particular, are the best of all nations from these human beings, because they order goodness and they forbid evil. But ask ourselves, am I doing this? Am I truly ordering what is good? Am I truly stopping and forbidding evil? If we not, start today, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. There's a very beautiful narration. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ahmad Mufid, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that, I've heard Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, one of the great awliya of his time, that he said, I was asleep in the presence of Sayyidina Sirri Saqati, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He woke me up and he said, O Junaid, I saw myself as if I'm standing in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And it was said to me, O Sirri, when I created the creation, all of them claimed to be my devoted lovers. After I created the dunya, the world, the 90% of them, they turned towards the world. They chose the world and its pleasures and they turned away from me. Furthermore, I then created Jannah, paradise, and displayed it to those who were remaining from them. 90% of them diverted their attention towards attaining paradise and Jannah. Then I created the slightest of hardships and difficulties and misfortune. From the remaining, 90% of them forgot me because of these calamities, because of these problems and these troubles. I asked the people who remained in the end, O my devotees, tell me, you have neither longed after the pleasures of the world, of the dunya, nor have you demanded Jannah and paradise, nor have you been distracted because of the calamities and misfortunes. Allahu Akbar. What do you want then? They humbly responded, O Creator of the world, our aim and mission is to seek your love, is to seek your closeness and to seek your pleasure. Allah, Allah. And we will not give up, even if you send calamities upon us. And then I said, I will put such difficulties upon you that even mountains cannot bear them. Allah. Upon that they humbly said, O our beloved Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, you have all the powers and absolute authority. You can test any of us by putting us into troubles and misfortunes. Then it was said, O Sidri, these are the true and chosen believers who are my beloved bondsmen. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, from this parable, it has become obvious that the righteous and the pious servants of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they remain patient. They have sabr. And the ideal Muslim has this as well in their life. When calamities befall them, when misfortunes, difficulties, whether financial or physical or spiritual or psychological, whatever kinds of problems are there, they see these as tests from Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember the beautiful hadith, the summary of which is, when Allah Azza wa Jal has written in the taqdeer, in the destiny of a certain Muslim, that he will have a high daraja, a high status, but through his a'mal, he cannot reach there. Through his good deeds, he cannot reach there. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends calamities, financial problems, maybe through his family or children, maybe he will fall sick. These calamities, if he bears patience, and Allah Azza wa Jal grants patience and sabr to his chosen bondsmen. And through that, Allah Azza wa Jal elevates that person's status. Allahu Akbar. You out there, wherever you are in the world, each person is going through some kind of difficulty, some kind of calamity, problem, tension, worry, stress, pressure, depression. So many difficulties are there. If we bear them with patience, and we know these are trials and tribulations, these are tests from Allah Azza wa Jal, this is also a means of our forgiveness, that minor sins are being removed from us. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant us a reward because we are bearing patience upon that difficulty. Our connection to Allah Azza wa Jal is that we must develop our love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, the glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 165. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walladheena amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the believers do not love anybody with love equal to the love of Allah. What is my love for Allah Azza wa Jal? How close am I connected to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you know Allah Azza wa Jal is more merciful than a mother is to her newborn child? Allah Azza wa Jal loves us, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Allah Azza wa Jal wants what is best for us. Many times we don't understand these wisdoms in the hidden plans of Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't have that far-sightedness to understand the hidden plans that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed for us. The decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ideal Muslim, he accepts the decrees that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed for him. Those tests, those trials, he bears them with patience. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah Azza wa Jal sent a wahi, a revelation to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, that O Dawood, listen carefully, O Dawood alayhi salam, give good news to the sinners and warn and frighten the Siddiqeen. Siddiqeen is a category of the pious ones. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, he was surprised by this. and humbly said, Ya Rab, O Allah Azza wa Jal, what good news must I give the sinners, and what frightening news or caution I must give to the Siddiqeen? Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Dawood Alayhi Salam, give the good news to the sinners that no sin is bigger than my forgiveness. Subhanallah. No sin is bigger than my forgiveness. And tell the Siddiqeen the frightening thing that they should not be pleased with their good deeds, because whoever I account for my blessings will be ruined. O Dawood Alayhi Salam, if you want to love me, then remove the love of the world from the heart. Because the love for me cannot exist with the love for the world. The love for the world and the love for me cannot exist in one heart. O Dawood Alayhi Salam, whoever loves me, they offer tahajjud salah at night while people are asleep. Whoever loves me remembers me in loneliness when other people are heedless of my remembrance. He thanks me for my blessing, whereas those, they forget me for my blessings. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, these are the ingredients that we show sabr, we show patience when there's any difficulties, any blessings we receive. What do? Do we remember Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal? This is building that connection with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most merciful. How many blessings do you and I have? Listen to this parable, Allahu Akbar, that one of the awliya, they had mentioned, in fact, the person came to them and had stated, I'm in poverty, I've got this problem and that problem and many complaints. And this wali stated, if I give you 400 dirhams, now, you know, in those days, currency was dinar and dirham, the gold coin and silver coin. If I give you 400 silver coins for your eye, would you accept it? He said, no. If I give you 100,000 dirhams for your arm, would you accept it? Give me your arm. Take out your arm. He said, no. What about your leg? No. The wali says, the pious person says, I see millions in you because of these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yet you are complaining. Look at our condition, our situation. What is our condition? Do we keep complaining but we forget these bounties and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Look at the person, as it is mentioned by the honorable scholars of Islam, that when it comes to the dunya, when it comes to the world, look at those who are below us. Look at those who are below us. I have eyes I can see. What about that person who is blind? I have ears that I can hear. What about that person who is deaf? I've got a mind and intellect I can understand. What about that person who is dumb? Allahu Akbar. These are blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to the deen, when it comes to Islam, look at those who are above us, who are higher than us. If we are performing our 5 times salah, look at those who are reading their tahajjud salah, Salatul Awabin, Salatul Duha, Salatul Tawbah, all these other nawafil ibadat. Speaking about nawafil, the ideal Muslim builds his connection to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by increasing his nawafil and not neglecting. Remember, this is a trick of shaitan. Keep this in mind, that shaitan makes a person so busy in nafil ibadat, that is the optional and voluntary ibadat, and attending Islamic functions, that he neglects recitation of the Quran. He neglects his performance of his salah, establishing his fard salah. So keep in mind that after establishing our fara'id ibadat, our compulsory worships, engage in nafil ibadat. A beautiful hadith is, as is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, that the narrator is Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal has said. This in fact is hadith Qudsi, where it's not part of Quran, but these are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has given it to us. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, whoever causes pain to a saint of minds, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. Allahu Akbar. Look at these words. Whoever causes pain and any enmity to a friend of mine, a saint, I declare war with that person. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, I declare war with that person. Who can win this war, my dear viewers? And this is of Madani Channel. Furthermore, the hadith Qudsi goes on. A bondsman seeks closeness to me most to the fara'id, the obligatory acts, like our five times salah. And he continues to draw closer to me by means of the nawafil ibadat. Furthermore, it states, until I start to love him. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, he draws close to me with his fard ibadat, and he becomes closer to me with his nawafil ibadat, until I start to love this person. When I make this person my beloved, I become his ear through which he hears, I become his eyes through which he sees, his hand through which he holds, and his leg through which he walks. Then if he asks of me, if he begs of me, he makes dua, I grant him. And if he seeks my protection, I grant him protection. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The special bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, are given these kind of powers and authority. Regarding this blessed hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Hakimul Ummah, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said that this doesn't mean that Allah Azza wa Jal enters the body of a saint, like how fire enters the coal, or the fragrance enters or the a flower, because Allah Azza wa Jal is free from entering anything or any body. This is disbelief. If a person has this belief, it is disbelief. Be careful of this. There are some meanings regarding this blessed hadith, and one of them is that these parts of the saint's body will not commit sins, will always be performing good deeds. Worshipping and ibadat becomes easy for this person. It is as if to say, I am making him perform all the acts of worship. Or it means that the person then does not use these body parts for the dunya. That, you know, to run after the world only. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given these authorities and these special powers to his chosen servants. As it is mentioned, sitting in Kana'an, Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam, he smelt the fragrance of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's qamis, his shirt, all the way from Misr, from Egypt. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he heard the voice of that ant from a distance of 3 miles away. Sayyidina Asif bin Barqiyya rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he brought that huge throne of Bilqis from Yemen to Misr, to Egypt. And this happened within the blinking of an eye. Delivering a sermon, a bayan from Madinatul Munawwarah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an heard what was happening miles away in Nawahand. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam examined the incidences until the day of judgment with his very own eyes. All these are their miracles, their power. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah grants this to his chosen and beloved servants. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, we should not chase this dunya. We are created to live in this dunya for one thing and one thing alone. And that is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, and also to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. You know, for a believer, for a Muslim, his main concern is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is his main concern. And he knows, as a Muslim, as a believer, how do I get connected to my Allah Azza wa Jal? Through Salah. Salah is those five daily appointments with Allah Azza wa Jal. Through dua, you are asking whom? Not any person. We are asking the Creator, the one who is the creator of opportunities, the one who has created us, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the most merciful Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Get connected in these ways. Start performing, establishing our 5-time salah. So important that we cannot emphasize enough. And that too, perform it correctly. How the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had performed it. If maybe you have a problem with the recitation of the Holy Quran, you cannot pronounce it with the proper makharij and tajweed. Dawud Islami has created facilities for this. For kids, for grown-ups. If you don't have a Madrasatul Madina near you, then log in online via dawudislami.net. Follow the links. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, even online you can attend, no matter what your age is. Always seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. A believer knows the importance of knowledge in his life, and especially Islamic knowledge, as it is compulsory upon every Muslim male and female to seek knowledge of deen. Because this, if we don't have this knowledge, how will we know how to perform salah, how to calculate our zakah, the rulings of Ramadan, the rulings of other nafl or fard worships of Allah Azza wa Jal. We will do them incorrectly. And for our ibadat, for our worships to be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal, keep two principles in mind. That firstly, it must be done with the right niyat. It must be done with the correct intentions. Firstly, to please my Allah Azza wa Jal, to please the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it must be done correctly. We have to do it as we are taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we are taught in the glorious Quran. Do you want to get connected to Allah Azza wa Jal? Salah, nafl, voluntary worships of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like voluntary fasting, you know that every Mondays it is a sunnah to fast. Why not start with that? As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast, and as the scholars say, he would celebrate his blessed birthday, because he was born on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur Sharif, Rabi'ul Awwal, on a Monday. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why do you fast on a Monday? And he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I was born on this day, Allahu Akbar, and the first wahi was revealed to me on this day, Subhanallah. Let us follow in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can only obey Allah Azza wa Jal by obeying the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The famous Quranic ayah, مَنْ يُطِعُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so indeed, so definitely, he has obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. That brings us to the sunnah. We want to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. We want to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This lies in following the perfect lifestyle. You see, Islam is a complete and comprehensive way of life, way of living. When you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, ask yourself, do I look like a Muslim? Do I look like how Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants me to look? Do I dress in that manner? Am I eating how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate? Am I walking, talking, sleeping, business dealings, my dealings with my family, my children, my parents, my neighbors, is it in accordance with Islamic values and teachings? Am I practicing the sunnah in my life? If not, this is one of the best ways of obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Because this is what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you and I as believers, as Muslims. Obedience. And obedience lies in following the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. On to other aspects that affect our connection to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person is earning haram income, haram rizq, this can affect that person, that perhaps that person will have health problems, or he's feeding his children with that haram income. His children may end up getting sick. If he does not calculate his zakah properly, or he does not give it to the correct recipients, that will affect his connection to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he will have calamities like theft and robbery and many other issues and problems that are out there. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against all these evils, physical and spiritual, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The ideal Muslim, he has that sense of responsibility, especially for those who are below him. He fulfills the rights of others. Remember something, if we do not fulfill the rights of people, whether our parents, our spouse, our children, our neighbors, our community, our society, this affects our relationship to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has placed these huquq, has placed the rights of these people for us to follow, for us to obey. And if we don't, we are indirectly or directly even disobeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, proclaim, O humanity, O mankind, if you love Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah to say this. If you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and will forgive your sins. And Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. If we claim that I love Allah Azza wa Jal, remember this, the honorable scholars tell us that love will force the lover to follow the beloved. Are we following beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we truly love Allah Azza wa Jal, there's no other way. فَاتَّبِعُونِي The glorious Quran has mentioned, follow me, follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, Allah Azza wa Jal will love us and will forgive us. We know our sins, our shortcomings, weaknesses, it's too much. It's too much. But Allah will forgive our sins. Allah will love us if we follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, it's one thing to say that I love Allah. And it's a completely different level that Allah Azza wa Jal says, I love you. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal loves us, loves the believers, those who obey Him, those who listen to Him, those who fulfill His commands and His orders, that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them in this world and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, these are just some of the points in developing that connection with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because me and my merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, this is important. Very important for us if we want success. And true success is leaving this dunya, leaving this world with iman intact. If that iman is there, then there's a possibility of entry into paradise. If a person leaves this world without iman, there's no possibility of entering to Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness to obey and fulfill His commands. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman, our most prized possession and asset, our most prized wealth is our iman, our faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman, the iman of our children, the iman of our future generations as well. Grant us a good shaheed maut whilst fasting in beautiful Madinatul Munawwara. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus in the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very quick wazifa. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah has mentioned the person who recites Surah Kafirun, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, the whole surah just before sleeping. In fact, the last thing you should do is you recite Surah Kafirun and sleep away. For whatever reason, if you have to talk to anybody, then recite Surah Kafirun again and then sleep. If a person makes this their habit, inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will pass away with iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand this and to develop this connection to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do join us next time on this wonderful silsila, The Ideal Muslim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.